I think overall, there are three responses. The first is that it was really welcoming and heartening to see the declines in a range of crimes, particularly murder, attempted murder, and aggravated robbery. Those are all crimes that involve firearms. The second area that we welcomed was Minister Ntuli's comments about the role that firearms play in fueling crime in South Africa. This is the very first time that we have ever had a senior government official acknowledge the role of firearms and focus specifically on them. And then the third area that we welcomed is Minister Ntuli's comments that there would be an increased focus on addressing firearm proliferation in the country by both recovering illegal guns and also tightening controls over licensed guns.
Yeah. In a broader sense, it speaks of a symptom of a broader issue around what many South Africans would view as a competency issue within the law enforcement agencies and more broadly within the security cluster. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I do. I think that there needs to be much more done to ensure that people are not only arrested, because it does sound as though the arrest rates are increasing, but that there are also convictions. And I know that in the Western Cape, there have been concerns about the recovery of illegal guns, people being arrested and then being released. The conviction rate is very, very low. And that is a real concern. And in fact, Gun-Free South Africa has been engaging with the Criminal Law Commission to change the classification of illegal gun possession to make it a more serious offense, which would then increase the hurdles that someone needs to get jump over in order to get bail. Because we just think that being in possession of an illegal firearm is a very serious offense. This is a gun can kill people many more times more easily than any other weapon. And so it needs to be treated with the same seriousness as other serious crimes.
Yeah. I'm wondering then where to from here, because I mean, realistically and from what we've seen from the initiatives by government, not much, there hasn't been significant initiatives or movement in terms of addressing the root causes of crime and then also addressing the issue, for example, of accessibility to firearms, illegal firearms at that. Do you think we're on the right track? Do you think that we are headed in the direction of actually solving this problem, or is the problem just essentially being perpetuated because of a lack of effort and the question of incompetency and so on and so forth?
So you're asking a complicated and important question, and I think we need to separate out and focus firstly on the firearm. So guns are 7 times more deadly than any other weapon. In South Africa, when we reduced the availability of firearms between 2000 and 2010, and there were a range of interventions around that that coincided with our new gun law, we saw our gun death rate halved from 54 people shot dead a day to 18. We are now looking at figures that are close to the 34-figure mark. The number of people shot per day has declined now, this past quarter, to 28, but it's still incredibly high. We know from the past that if we reduce the availability of guns, and that entails recovering illegal guns that are already circulating in our communities, but tightening controls over licensed guns, because licensed guns are the biggest source of illegal guns in this country when they're lost or stolen, we will reduce our gun death rate. That will not solve, as you've said, the root causes of crime. We still need to focus on those issues. We still need to focus on job creation, on proper education, on helping families, particularly families that are living in difficult circumstances, supporting children, building their resilience, etc. But if we reduce guns, which are 7 times more deadly than any other weapon, we will save lives and we will reduce crime in this country.